540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A heat advisory is in effect across the area through tomorrow night at 8, with dangerous heat expected to stick around most of the week. The feels-like temperature could reach 102 as highs climb into the 90s with little wind and no rain to cool things off. The hottest day of the stretch is expected to be today, with temperatures pushing into the upper 90s. Cooling centers are open across the area. You can call 211 to find one nearby. Officials say to stay hydrated, limit time outside, and to take the heat seriously. The names are now known of two women killed in a hit-and-run on Milwaukee's northwest side as police still search for the driver. Investigators say 48-year-old May Diber of Wausau and 49-year-old Amy Austin of Milwaukee were struck late Sunday night on North Teutonia. The medical examiner says they were crossing near Shenanigans Bar when two racing vehicles hit them and sped away. Both women died at the scene. Police are still looking for a black SUV and its driver. Leadership changes are shaking up the Milwaukee County Democratic Party at a critical time. Chair Brett Timmerman and several others resigned after a disputed vote to support Juan Miguel Martinez Luna in a race against Sylvia Ortiz-Velez. Critics say the endorsement process may not have followed party rules. UrbanMilwaukee.com reports Greta Neubauer is among those mentioned in connection to the push, but it's not fully clear what role she played. The divide highlights tensions within the party as it heads into a key election cycle. Drivers in Waukesha can expect extra enforcement today as state troopers ride in semis to spot dangerous driving. It's part of the Trooper in a Truck campaign where officers use a higher view to catch things like texting, speeding, and following too closely. When they see a violation, they'll radio patrol cars to pull drivers over. The effort runs statewide this week and is aimed at preventing crashes. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. A loss of trust is at the center of a growing problem for Wisconsin Democratic candidate Sarah Rodriguez, who says her campaign has far less money than she believed. Rodriguez fired her campaign manager after finding duplicate donations, unpaid bills, and inaccurate reports.
I trusted her to do the job that I had hired her to do, that she had done for her entire career. And I regret placing my trust in that individual.
Campaign manager Kara Spencer was let go by the lieutenant governor. Rodriguez now says the campaign has about $200,000 on hand, far below expectations after a planned $1 million ad buy fell through. Rodriguez says she is hurt and angry, but is taking full responsibility and working with the State Ethics Commission. A Democratic rival, Joel Brennan, is calling the situation disqualifying, raising new questions about her campaign's oversight. Early voting in the fall primary starts in a couple weeks. With ATV crashes up in Wisconsin, some lawmakers say OWI laws need to be tougher. But according to a report in Wisconsin Watch, the State Tavern League is standing in the way. Wisconsin DNR data shows 18 people have died in fatal crashes on off-road vehicles so far this year. DNR officials say drugs or alcohol are typically involved in about half of ATV crashes. The principal of Madison Elementary School in Janesville has retired after being placed on paid administrative leave. Stephanie Filter, who had served as the school's principal for 12 years, was placed on paid leave in May while the district investigated allegations of inappropriate contact with a student. The school district said they received an anonymous complaint about the physical handling of a student at the school in May. Matt Perenboom has taken over as principal following the resignation. The district says Filter stepped down to, quote, focus on her family. Day two of the heat wave continues, and it's going to get worse today before it gets any better. Communities are opening cooling centers again to help people stay safe. Forecasters say temperatures will be in the 90s through midweek with heat index values in the triple digits. Heat advisories and extreme heat warnings are blanketing about two-thirds of our state. Anyone looking for relief can call 211 for cooling center locations. Health officials recommend limiting time outside during peak heat and make sure you're drinking plenty of water. Relief is in sight, but not till we get closer to the weekend, with a chance of thunderstorms moving in Friday into Saturday. Details coming up in the forecast. A Fox 6 report on a fake slot ticket scheme in Kenosha is also highlighting spotty enforcement in gambling laws in Wisconsin. Police say a man and woman are accused of copying winning tickets and cashing in for thousands at local bars. One suspect is now charged, while another is still being sought. State law generally bans machines that pay out cash, but many still operate in taverns across the area. It's the Wisconsin Department of Revenue that would enforce the law. Authorities say the fraud is clearly illegal, even as the machines themselves sit in a legal gray area. Time to dust off the rabbit ears, because Milwaukee Bucks games are going back to free TV this season. The team says all games will air on My24, marking the first time in more than 30 years the full season will be available over the air. The move comes after Bucks' longtime cable partner shut down. Fans can still watch on cable, satellite, and YouTube TV as well. The team is also working on its own streaming option. Aspirus Health is announcing the opening date for its new hospital in Chippewa Falls. The facility in Chippewa Falls will open on September 22nd across the street from Fire Station No. 1 on Chippewa Crossing Boulevard. The hospital will feature an emergency department along with 10 treatment rooms and 10 inpatient beds. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
A big night for a Bucks rookie. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. At the NBA Summer League games, the Bucks losing to the Phoenix Suns 95-88, but Milwaukee's first-round pick, Brayden Burries, with another standout performance, scoring 23 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, and 4 steals. Burries on what he hopes to accomplish this week in Las Vegas.
Successful Summer League. Just to continue to get better game by game, you know, continue to learn more, and that'll be successful for me.
Bucks GM John Horst.
Brayden was a target for us. We spent time with him early in the draft process. We were able to bring him here later in the draft process. He's a big guard. Got great length. He's got great size already at 20 years old. Played winning basketball. He's been a winner his whole career. Comes from a great pedigree. His family in San Bernardino. Dad was a basketball player. Mom was a basketball player. There were a lot of guys that we liked, but we were through the moon when we were able to get Brayden.
Baseball, the All-Star game tonight in Philadelphia with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny, hot, and humid today. Our high in the mid to upper 90s this afternoon with a heat index pushing 100 here by later today. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop to near 70 tomorrow. Sunny and hot again with a high of 96. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.